Schools are still open today with substitutes and volunteers in the classrooms. President Trump was in New Orleans this afternoon speaking to the nation's farmers at a national convention.
We're going to have a wall. We're going to have a barrier. We're going to have something that's going to be very strong.
ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran has more from Washington.
42% of Americans now support a wall. So President Trump hammering away at that has persuaded people that that is a good solution to the problem, but they still hold him accountable for this dysfunctional way of going about trying to get it done.
The shutdown triggered by the wall impasse is now in its 24th day. Attorney General nominee William Barr is expected to tell Congress it's vitally important that special counsel Robert Mueller finish his Russia investigation. Barr's confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. The Dow's down 41 points. You're listening to ABC News.
If you've been injured and somebody else was at fault, not every attorney understands what it means to be in constant pain. Pain is such an individual experience that all insurance companies, as well as most people in general, do not understand that your experience is yours alone. You need lawyers who can explain your specific issues to the defense industry and the jury why your experience of pain is happening the way it is.
Google KCEH Law or go to KCEHlaw.com.
The following is a paid presentation.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 1230. I come in here and I answer your legal questions. Usually I'm with my partner, Rachel Erickson. Rachel's out ill today, and so I'm here alone as I used to be. So give me a call, as the commercial just said. Give me a call at 636-1350, and I'll field your legal question here live on the air. So give me a call down here at the studio, and I'll field your legal question. And if I can't answer it, I'll tell you the lawyer that can in town. And if I can't answer it, I might go back to the office, look up the answer, and answer it for you next Monday. So give me a call down here at the studio, 636-1350. Now, I started thinking yesterday about what I was going to talk about today on the radio. And I thought to myself, you know, people don't understand. There's always a remedy for all wrongs. And it's kind of, this concept kind of started me thinking because I was watching one of the shows on television that do flashbacks to 200 or 300 years ago. And back in England, they had different courts. They had court of law. They had a court of equity, which was really fairness, what is fair. And they had different courts like court of the exchequer, taxation courts, things like that. Well, we have in our state derived a court of law, and the judges here in California also sit as a court of equity. And today I wanted to talk about equity because we have basic fairness, and a lot of lawyers don't know this, okay? They, you know, first of all, a lot of your judges came out of the district attorney's office or the public defender's office. They didn't study this kind of stuff. They know other stuff that's important. But civil lawyers should know, and a lot of them don't. Civil lawyers should know about basic equity. That's fairness, right? Okay, so the judges here sit as a court of equity as well as a court of law. Now, there's different types of actions that can be brought under the civil code. They can, you know, there's statutes that say, you know, a landlord can't do this or a tenant can't do that or a business can't function this way or, you know, somebody's breached a contract or a real estate matter or a business transaction, things like that. But in equity, a court has to know about the common counts. And what are the common counts? Now, I can tell you this right from the bottom of my heart. Most lawyers don't know this. What is a common count? It is a count of fairness. So let's go over some of the common counts. And if you have any questions along the way, give me a call down here at the studio at 636-1350. Now, what are we talking about when we're talking about common counts? I'm going to go over these, and I can tell you most lawyers don't know them. Okay, and you'll know them, and you can see what I'm talking about here when I go over common counts. First of all, there's something called money had and received. Money had and received. If somebody has your money and they've taken it from you, you can sue them under the common count of money had and received. The second type of common count is a count called money lent. Now, remember, this is supposed to cover stuff that's not covered under the civil code. The civil code might talk about breaches of contract, but you know, you can see how just because you lent somebody money, that's not necessarily a breach of contract. It's just that they haven't paid you back. So you lend money to somebody, that's called money lent. You can sue them for money lent. Okay, now I'm going to be chopping this up a little bit because I want to remind everybody we're in the 23rd day with 15 hours of a government shutdown, and there's no end in sight. But anyway, we're going over the common counts. Money had and received, money lent. A third common count is something called goods sold and delivered. Now, merchants, this is important for you because you don't necessarily have a breach of contract all the time. You have goods that were sold and delivered to somebody, and they're not paying you for those. That's a common count called goods sold and delivered. Another common count is something called land used and occupied. Let's say somebody uses your land, you know, to feed their sheep or feed their cows or something like that. You have a common count called lands used and occupied. Okay. There's two more common counts. One is called quantum merit. That's the reasonable value of the services. If I do legal work for somebody and they don't pay me when I expected to be paid, I can sue them for the reasonable value of my services. Now, let's say I have an agreement for somebody and I say, I'll work for you for $250 an hour. If they don't pay me, I can sue them for the reasonable value of my services, which might even be more than the agreed price. So, quantum merit. The last one is called quantum valabant. Quantum valabant is when you have the reasonable value of the use. If somebody uses my dishwasher, if somebody uses my car, if somebody uses my skateboard, the bottom line is the reasonable value of the use. So the concept in equity is that we're going to be able to sue somebody for a fairness concept. And most lawyers don't know that. Okay, most lawyers, couldn't tell you in a second the common counts because they just don't necessarily teach those in law school. And I'm not working off of any notes right now. I just am talking to you off the top of my head. I'm telling you, there are common counts called money lent, money had and received, goods sold and delivered, land used and occupied, quantum merit, that's the reasonable value of my services, and quantum valuant, the reasonable value of the use. So those are the six common counts. And courts in California can enforce, in the court of equity, can enforce the common counts. And I'll tell you a secret. How do I remember those? Mickey Mouse uses good queens quickly. Mickey Mouse uses good queens quickly. Okay, Mickey is money used. Mouse is money lent. Goods are goods used and delivered. Good is goods sold and delivered. Queens is quantum merit. Quickly, quantum valabont. So Mickey Mouse uses good queens quickly. Those are the common counts. And so usually when I'm talking to somebody about equity and we have a concept of fairness, I'm talking about the court of equity, which your superior court judges should know, and your superior court judges are courts of equity as well as courts of law. So if you want to give me a call and talk to me about any of this or have a legal question for me, you can give me a call at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. Now I'm talking to you from KSRO 1350, FM 94.5, FM 103.5. And you can give me a call down here at the studio and ask me about any question on the law that you want to. Now remember, I'm a civil litigation specialist. And what that means is I've taken tests, I've submitted writing samples, I've gone through peer review, I've gone through judicial peer review, and I have a minimum number of contested matters. They want you to have done 50 jury trials, and I've done over 100. So, and I'm talking about civil jury trials, where I've had to submit the case number, the case name, the opposing counsel, and then they also polled my opposing counsel and talked about does this guy know what he's doing. So that's a civil litigation specialist, and I'm a civil litigation specialist. My partner Guy Kornblum is a civil litigation specialist. Our partner Joe Harbison is a civil litigation specialist. I'm the only one in Sonoma County that's done that. Okay. So when you talk to your prospective attorney, and I recommend you interview several attorneys before you agree to have that person as your attorney, I think you should interview several attorneys and ask them, are you a civil litigation specialist? Are you in America's top 100? Are you in California's top 50? Are you in... are you named a super lawyer by San Francisco Magazine? I'm all those people. I'm all those things. So if you want to give me a call down at the office, give me a call at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. And I'll be happy to take your call. 544-9006. Or visit kcehlaw.com, kcehlaw.com, and check us out on our website. I'm Charlie Cochran, usually here with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
Everybody wants free legal advice. Free legal advice. I don't know how many times I've been to a party or a soccer game or a basketball game, and somebody comes up to me and says, so you're an attorney? And I say, yeah. Well, I have a question. You know what? I give out some free legal advice. But I do it every Monday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. You can call me, Charlie Cochran, or my partner, Rachel Erickson, and get free legal advice.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503. If you're considering a career change or just curious about career opportunities, then take time to attend the North Bay Job Fair Wednesday, January 23rd in the ballroom at Grayton Resort, 3 till 6 p.m. This is your opportunity to get in front of some of the North Bay's best companies who could be looking for someone like you. Bring your resume Wednesday, January 23rd, 3 till 6 p.m. in the ballroom at Grayton Resort and Casino. Get more details at northbayjobfair.com.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here usually with my partner Rachel Erickson, who's out ill today, but I'm in here talking about, I've talked to you about courts of equity and courts of law, and your Superior Court judges sit as both. They are both judges of equity and judges of law. And if you have any questions about that, you can call me down at the law office at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. And let me tell you what will happen when you call. Who will answer the phone, first of all, is a certified paralegal. We have two paralegals in our office, Kelly Thistle and Katie Moncada, and both of them are certified paralegals. Your call will be taken by them. They'll ask you some legal questions, and they will not give you legal advice. Legal advice should come from an attorney. They are certified paralegals, and they're very good ones. And you can give us a call down there, and they'll talk to you first. Then they'll give you to me or Rachel. And me or Rachel will then answer your questions and give us a call at that point. Now, so let's take Phil's call from Sebastopol. Phil.
Hi, listening to your comments, the categories you're talking about sound an awful lot to me like the common law. Did you harm someone or someone's property? And if so, what can be done about it? And then I'd also like to know, I'd like your comments on that, and I'd also like to know about process or administrative crimes where nobody's really been harmed, but the state or the city or the county says, oh, you shouldn't have done something that hasn't harmed anyone and is not likely to harm anyone, and yet they've got some rule about it that you're liable for.
I have exactly that situation in a case I have in the office. As a matter of fact, a fellow was punished by the EMT board 10 years ago, and now he's applied to be a nurse. He's went on and got a master's degree in nursing, and he has been reported to the nursing things. Nobody was ever harmed by this fellow, what he did. Nobody, as a matter of fact, they all benefited from his services. And the California Nursing Board wants him to do 3 years of probation. Why? He didn't cause anybody any harm. As a matter of fact, the conduct he did was 10 years ago. So your question is a real good one, because the administrative process is this. We have different administrative law judges in California. Those are not the civil court judges. Those are administrative court judges. For example, there might be administrative judge for the Board of Real Estate, which I've been before. There might be a board for the nursing, which I'm currently before. Those are administrative concepts. An administrative judge issues a ruling. Now, the administrative judge's ruling, of all craziness, isn't final. The board, in the end, the Board of Nursing, the board is responsible. So the board makes the decision, even though they've sought the guidance of an administrative judge. So I've always felt it to be kind of ridiculous that we go before these administrative judges and their ruling is not followed necessarily by the board itself. So we have administrative judges that are ruling on people's future, but their ruling isn't even binding. So I've been asked to talk about the administrative process. One of the things you have to do before you can bring a lawsuit, let's say against the Board of Nursing or the Board of Real Estate, one of the things you have to do is exhaust your administrative remedy. So the law requires that you exhaust an administrative remedy before you can sue the board. Now, we have an off-air question. An off-air question about how will PG&E bankruptcy impact the victims' lawsuits? Well, that's an interesting question, because I got to tell you, and I'll admit it, I didn't take bankruptcy in law school, and I don't do bankruptcies. But I do know that PG&E could theoretically discharge their debts under bankruptcy, and that would affect the fire victims. But I would also advise you not to follow what I say. Go talk to a bankruptcy lawyer if you're very concerned about it. I would recommend Doug Proventure. I would recommend you to Craig Burnett. I would recommend to Miles Dreslov, Brian Barda. Those are bankruptcy lawyers that I refer people to here in town. So talk to a bankruptcy lawyer if you have questions about bankruptcy. Okay, so I also had an off-air question about hit and run. Hit and run is an interesting concept, because if you can show property damage in a hit and run situation, your own insurance company has to indemnify you. Hit and runs are covered under your uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, but you just have to have property damage. Now, the question then comes, what if I get out of my car and I'm crossing the street and you're hit, and then that person flees the accident? Your own insurance company should indemnify you. And if they don't, call us, because we specialize in insurance work. I used to be an Allstate house counsel. I used to be a industrial indemnity house counsel. I did 25 years representing various insurance companies. So I know how insurance companies work on the inside. So if you have an insurance dispute, whether it's an auto accident, a dog bite, a premises liability, I've settled all those kinds of cases recently in the last 2 weeks. I've settled a premises liability case in a hardware store where the lady tripped over some pipes that were laying in front of the cash register. I've settled underinsured motorist coverage through mediation. I have settled an automobile accident through mediation. I try to settle my cases. The cases that I have to go to trial, I will. And the insurance company, don't think the insurance companies don't keep track of us lawyers. They do. They know the lawyers that are willing to go to trial and the ones that will cave and not go to trial. And they know I will go to trial. And that's what I do. But I also try to settle cases without going to trial. I have worked with many of your mediators here in town. I've worked with lots of mediators down in Marin County. And we usually try and do get people's cases settled without going to trial. And the cases we do go to trial, we are prepared for. So remember, if you have had an auto accident, or if you had a dog bite, or if you've had a premises liability case, you should give us a call. And I'm fine if you even go and interview several lawyers, because I think what you'll find is that with the exception of, you know, two or three, I'm probably your best bet. So having worked inside insurance companies for 25 years, I know how they work. And I know how they work, and I know how to get the most bang for your buck. And so give us a call down at the office at 544-9006 if you have an insurance claim. I'll also give you the name of a couple of different fire loss attorneys. I'm not taking the fire cases. I'm passing those along to other attorneys that specialize in that type of work. So there are experts in that area. If you have a fire claim and you're not being treated fair by your insurance company, give me a call down at the office at 544-9006, and I'll refer you to the attorney that's right for you. As a matter of fact, that's pretty much true in every area of the law. I mean, I don't take income tax cases, even though I took a year of income tax law. I don't take income tax cases. I don't take bankruptcies. I don't necessarily do wills and trusts. I've probably done two trusts in the last year and a half. But I will refer you to the right trust lawyer or the right estate planner. I will refer you to the right income tax lawyer, the right attorney. So give us a call down at the office. I've given my paralegals, Kelly and Katie, I've given them the names of people in various areas of the law to go to, and those are attorneys that I trust. So if you have a legal question about an attorney, give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. That's 544-9006, or you can visit our website at KCEH. That stands for Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison, KCEHlaw.com. That's KCEHlaw.com. And I'll field your legal question. If you want to give me a call, a free legal advice, remember, Monday from noon to 12:30. I'm Charlie Cochran, usually with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
Everyone could use $100, right? Well, KSRO has your chance to win 100.